There can't be that many highly qualified lawyers on earth who work for nearly 4 years without a salary or see their bank card declined. This was the first few years as an entrepreneur for lawyer Yvonne Wakefield, who saw the good in working from home long before lockdown. It shouldn't happen to a lawyer, and on that day it did, in a smart restaurant too. It was a reminder that Yvonne Wakefield was a battling entrepreneur first, and a legal eagle second. Wakefield was at a shopping centre in South Africa having lunch with a big client who ran an investment fund. She approached the card machine with alacrity, but to no avail. I ran into a client, one of our earlier clients, and he used to do a lot of deals with us. We had a lovely chat and we got to the till and we were next door to each other and my card was declined with insufficient funds and he was standing next to me. I would say that was about 4 years ago, she says. I don't know if he didn't notice or if he noticed and pretended not to notice, but he packed his things into the bag and said goodbye and left. I was eternally grateful. I interviewed Wakefield on my all-time favourite TV show, The Entrepreneurial Edge, on CNBC Africa in 2011, when she founded her company, Caveat, in Cape Town, and began bootstrapping the business through lean times. We have grown astronomically, so now we have between 50 and 55 lawyers, she says. Ironically, it was the embarrassment of riches at the big legal firms of South Africa, where Wakefield cut her teeth, that gave her the idea for her own business. Now, for people just in from the moon, big legal companies in Johannesburg, and most cities in the world for that matter, are buttered on both sides. Even in the worst of times, to law outfits, large fees are as shiny and attractive as the massive, polished wooden tables in their boardrooms, paid for by the fruit of the labour of lawyers. This opulence gave Wakefield her idea to cater for those small operations that couldn't afford in-house lawyers, nor the hefty bills of the big firms. So there was a real unfairness in the way the industry had been set up that I noticed. I was also unhappy about the fee targets. They were kind of incentivized to bill as much as possible. That felt to me like there was a bit of a conflict because we should actually try to get a result for your client as quickly and as commercially viable as possible, rather than bill as much as possible, recalls Wakefield. There were some parts of the profession that I thought were not optimally working in the interests of the market it was serving. Even back then, I realized, why are these guys working from this huge elaborate building? All of those were working in these elaborate buildings. Wakefield's business was virtual from day one, with lawyers working as and when needed long before COVID-19 changed the way people worked. It was based on undercutting the opposition and doing things differently.